Down the mission. Now, however, the Rishonim pointed out that Ravina's Pshat in the Mishnah is not the sum of the Gemara. The sum of the Gemara is that Rav Mitzin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hein. And then we want to understand this Rav. We're not going to understand right now the Machlokes whether Rav Mitzuyan, but what are the ramifications? How do you understand this din of Rav Mitzin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hein? If he's doing the Malach of Shechita, he knows the Halachis. So does this Rav mean that we can assume the Shechet knows the Halachis and L'charchila we can give him a position, can hire him even without giving him a bechina? Is that what it means? Or does it mean, of course we give him a bechina, but we will be, but if we for some reason did not give him a bechina, then, and he shechted, so then we'll be soymech Rav Mitzin Eitzel Shechita Mumchen Hein? Or does it mean that if we didn't give him a bechina and for some reason we can't find him to check him, so then we'll be soymech? So Rashi says on this din of Mumchen Hein, Rashi says, Hilchach loy boilem mivdke. We don't have to check. Whether Rashi means we don't have to check when we hire him, or whether Rashi means we don't have to check if he shechted already, that's a machlekes rishon. Tosfos says, Rav Mitzuyan b'sheichetin af lecharchila. Right, which sounds like that we let him shecht without even checking him out. Ein lefarosh d'yavadu. Rav Mitzuyan is not a b'diyavad d'kedim. Alright, so again, from Rashi and from Tosfos, Rav Mitzuyan means that's lecharchila. Does it mean lecharchila we hire him? Separate issue. It certainly means that once he's done the Shechita, then we are soymech on the Rav. And this is, as the Rashba and the Ramban point out, this is keneged the Goyim. The Goyim Shechita was that even though I have Rav Mitzuyan Mumchen Hein, that's we're only soymech on this Rav, but a lesser kamon. If we can be Mevara, we have to be Mevara. And that's what the Rashba and the Ramban all said. In Kabbalah, he nekabel. If it's a Kabbalah, the Lashon of the Rashba was that it's a, but it's a Lashon, the Kabbalah sagoinim toruhu. So my Rebbe, I don't remember exactly where I heard this, but their understanding of this idea is that the Goinim, their understanding of Shas was still based on the Masorah. They were not reconstructing. In fact, the Masorah that we have is that the Rishonim also, that there's a Lashon, I forget which the Rishonim says it, that till there, I think, till the Ritva, so we were still learning Shas based on the Masorah, not based on a reconstruction. In other words, when we learn Shas, so we are primarily reconstructing. We don't have a Masorah exactly how to learn. We have a Rashi, a Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos, we're still working with them at Kabbalah. So that's why when we distinguish between the Rishonim and Achronim, the primary distinction is that Rishonim, for a good part of the Tkufas of Rishonim, so they were still they were not reconstructing. Their understanding of Shas was a still Mesorim Yipi Mesorim. That's what the Rishonim are saying about the Gaonim. So if the Ramban and the Rashba says, if the Gaonim say that Roiv Mitzvinus Esoshchita means B'di'evad, yes, what does that mean? Mshan Sugi, what does that mean? It means that Ravina holds in the first Lashon that we don't say Roiv Mitzvinus Esoshchita Mumchein. But we are not passing like Ravina. Why don't we paskin? So the Gemara says Aban Damad Dalad Amad Beis, because the other Amay Roim held that Roim Mitzin Oimrin. That if you look at the Stom of the Gemara in Beis Man Aleph, Stom of the Gemara's Roim Mitzuyin is Mumchnein. That Ravina in the second Lashon, that in other words, the second Mesarim Ravina was Roim Mitzin Eshchid Mumchnein. Right? So that's what we're going to focus on, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Roiv Mitzuyin Mumchenein. Tashbeitz, Roiv Mitzuyin Otol Mitzvahs Mumchenein. Exactly what does that mean? So everybody agrees it means that B'di'ova B'dalesa come on, we're Seymech on the Roiv. The question is, are we Seymech on the Roiv L'chadchila? Meaning even, that could mean one of two things. It could mean B'di'isa come on. We don't have to check out the Sheikhet. Or it could mean when we're hiring the Sheikhet. So if we know that he's done Shechita, we don't have to do a Bedika. Right? That's a sub machloikis in the Rishonim who say this Lecharchila. Okay, so now the Shitas HaGaonim, that the Chachmei Svar, that the Ramban, the Rashba, against Rashi and Tosfos. And even the Rashba himself. The Rashba himself writes, he has many rayas to say that Roiv Mitzvin is Lechachila. But Ramban says the Goyim say Nasa. Then the Rashba, the Torah Sabayas, has some rayas for the Goyim as well. But let's focus on the Ramban, who explains this Shitas HaGoyim. What has to be explained? How's that? The Gemara base? So the Chayra, this goes against we have to understand the concept of Roiv. Because Lechora, when the Torah says Achram Lahatis, that means the Torah is telling us we go Basar Roiv. So where do we get this idea from? We only go Basar Roiv if we have no other alternative. So Ramban explains, and Bepashtus, that's going to be a Din Rabbanan. Midei Raisa, we all go Basar Roiv. To say that we only go Basar Roiv when we cannot do a better Birur, L'chayra, that's the Din de Rabbana. So Rabbana explains, Achshav lefi divin eskaim v'divrei Gaonim. Rabbana explains how you find the Shitas HaGaonim in the Sugya. One of the kashas of that the Achronim discuss is that, and the Rishonim bring this as a raya, that when it comes to the second day of Ravina, second day of Ravina is that that Hakol Sheikhtin, that are Muchzokin, even though they're not Mumchen. Right? And they're around. Hakol Sheikhtin, even if they are, as long as they're Muchzokin, even though they're not Mumchen. So the Gemara says, and what happens, and why is this Lashon rejected by the other Rishonim, other Amirom? Second day is that Ravina holds that Hakol Shaykhtin means if the Muzak, and if we know they're not going to be, not going to faint. Right? L'chanchila. We don't have to do any. He hasn't shechted before. So why are we worried that he's going to faint? No. Lalufi lechayshina. Right? I guess both Roiv shechted and don't faint. Halacha lamasa. Lalufi lechayshina. We're not worried that maybe he fainted. Maybe he will faint. Right? So the same Gaonim, Halacha Lamaisa, Shulchan Aruch, the same Gaonim who say that we only soymech and roiv mitzvines of shchita when the lesser come on, they say when it comes to fainting, we're not choshesh. Right? Even the Chachila. Halacha, Ravina's first shita. Ravina's first shita is that Roiv mitzunet l'shchita, we don't say Roiv mitzunet l'shchita mumchanei. What about fainting? No? Would the chosh be fainting? So you can't say that fainting never happens. You can say that Roiv children don't faint. Right? So why is it that when it comes to mumches, so there's a the Ravina said in the first day that we don't say Roiv Mitsuyin, but we do say Roiv Sheikhdim are not gonna faint. Why is it that the same Gaonim, Halacha Lamaisa, the same Shulchan Aruch, that says that Roiv Mitzvinetz Oshchita, Mumchenein, but if we can do a Bedika, to do a Bedika? So why is it when it comes to fainting, they don't say, let's check it out? No?
Because by Mumchen, we never said that they might do a psul.
Right.
But by fainting, we'll actually see it.
But let's say he let's come on. Let's say we didn't watch it. All right. The same Rashi that says that before you give the eater halacha lemaisa, it says that before you give the knife to shechet, make sure he knows halachas. He doesn't say, show me three videos that he didn't faint. B'shal shechita. So the Rishonim point, the lashon is different. The lashon is when it comes to mumches, the lashon of the Gemara is roiv mitzvinis shchita mumchene or loyer mina. When it comes to fainting, it's ilufeya loy chayishina. Doesn't say roiv sheichdim, roiv sheichdim loy mis alpha. Why the different lashon? Okay, so we'll come back to that. Hold on. So the Ramban explains this shita sagonim, which lachayra goes against our understanding of roiv. So, Sheskimu Kulan, and the Ramban says, I'll explain to you how to find the Gaonim in the Sugya. They looked at it yesterday. But now let's go weiter. Sheskimu Kulan, Techa, the Shachad, Chad, the Isa, come on. Lemivdike, the Tzorech Lemivdike, you have to give him a Bechina. If you did a Shechita Mutu, Lechom Mishchitasa, Vim Lav Oser, Lechom Mishchitasa, Veloi Omer, Raib, Mitzvah, Shechita Mumchen, Hein, Elecha, the Lesser, come on. Aval Isa, come on! If he's right in front of us, Tzorich Lemivdike, then you have to check him out. V'kamboli nekamboli said in front of me office she'ein semach al roiv gerua v'shemi utoy motzoi ella v'mokoyim deloy efshar. So says the Ramban, there are two kinds of roiv. There's a roiv gerua, it's a roiv gerua mi utoy motzoi, where the miut is v'nimtzos, it is significant, right? Every roiv, by definition, has a roiv and a miut. So every roiv, but you can have a 51% roiv, and you can have a 99% roiv. So if a 51% roiv, we would call miut motzui, the miut is very, very found, very much present. Araya, just tip the scales, a few more events of miyut, and you're never right. It's a miyut motzi. Says Ramban that the Gaonim Shita of Tzorech Lemivdikei, that is only in the situation of a miyut motzi. V'yafilu l'rabbonon, d'lechai shelimiyuta, and even the Rabbonon who say we go Bosar Roiv, and not, as Machlekes Meir Rabbonon, if we are Chayish Lemiyuta. Right? What's the classic case? The classic case is Teisha Chanuyos. Classic case is you find a piece of meat in the food court of a mall. And you want to find out, kosher it's Roiv. You have a bowl of meatballs there. And these meatballs could have come from any one of the stores. It's not likely because everyone has their own style. But you find the case of the Gemara is you found a wrapped up piece of meat without any simonim, kosher and not kosher. So teisha chanuyes, if there are 9 stores that sell kosher, and one that sells treif, you go Bosar Roiv. It's kosher. Dehu ruba de isa kamon. That is a present roiv. Chazal distinguishes between a ruba de isa kamon and a ruba de lesa kamon. A ruba de lesa kamon is roiv halvoi except for 30 days. We don't have all of these malvim in front of us. We can't identify the malvim, but I'll be roiv. Roiv a koyen, a woman was mizana, so we want to know if he's kosh lakuna or not. Well, it depends if a she was mizana with a yisrael hakosher la, or mizana with a person who was osula, a goy or a koriv. No, roiv people, the Gemara says, go bust a roiv. If in this town it's roiv Jews and unrelated, that's a ruba de lesser kamon. But here we have a ruba you can identify the stores. It's a very strong roiv. The loy is in and bosser ruba lehecha de loy de leko de yoda. Avolvada itzorchu lesholachas achenvonim. Im yesh mishu yeidea shiasu roiv muteres. You have to go to the storekeepers and say, did you sell this today? Could this be from you? Is this your paper? You have to do a beerer. Why? How do we know this? Ramban is saying the Ga'onim's Chiddush carries through even in a case of Teisha Chanuyos Ruba D'Isa Kamon, because Efshel Avara. Why is that? So he's going to explain to us that by 9 stores, even if 9 out of 10 stores are kosher, it's still a miut hamotzi. Next raya, and this is chiddush. Then we're going to extend this goyim to teisha chanuyos. Then he says deha. I'll give you a raya. Gabe yuchsin. Lo yisomchu al aroi v'lo trei rube. In this case that I gave, Gmarang Shubas Tetz Vom Beis. Right? This sugya. That a woman is mizana. And then, is she kosher l'koin or not kosher l'koin? So, Gemara says that one roi is not good enough. Tachumra l'gabe yuchsin. L'gabe other alochis, we would say one roi is good enough. But legabe yuchsin, whether she can marry someone who is otherwise, who may be osur to, then we need trei rube. What's trei rube? We need to say, where does this take place? This took place in a chodel etzlan, in a hotel in the suburbs. So we need to have a roiv of the people who frequent that hotel, and then a roiv of the suburb. Now, lechayra, mathematically, you could do one roiv, right? Take all the people who are there and one take a slice of time. that slice of time will include all the people who are in the hotel, people who are traveling through, and the people in the suburbs. It's a good rive. Chazal said, for Yuchsen you have to be machmer. How do you be machmer? You have to make sure, right? It could be the machlekes exactly. Machlekes was shown how to be mishar the two roives. Whether it's a roiv of a miyut or it's two roives. I'm saying it now according to one shita. Whether it's two roives. In other words, that we're saying we could go bus a roiv, but for yuchsin, we're going to look if we can define two populations, then we're going to have a roiv in both. That's a big chumra, right? Because let's say you're having a family get together, the whole mishpacha is in together. So then it could be that in that hotel, roiv people are also returned. But if you look at the suburb, roiv people are going and what? So good. So it's a very significant chumrah. So the Ramban says, when it comes to the chumrah, the Torah says Ram Lahatos. So who gives the right to say we're going to define populations to trade rube? That's a chumrah. In other words, the Ramban is saying that sometimes Chazal have demanded a greater, okay, what was it? Beerer when it comes to Roy. What does Trivuri do for you? How you talking? I have a roiv, and Chazal will say the Ramban's defense of the Geonim. How you talking? The Chazal would say that when it comes to Yuchsin, and I have roiv people in the suburb, our kosher people will not make her into a zayda. So roiv people in the neighborhood, she's mamish muteris lekoyin. And we'll say, but not semich and that roiv bechlal, because there's a sub roiv that makes it ros. And then when it comes to yuchsin, when it comes to a piece of meat, we don't know if it's a nevel or if it's a kshera. How you talking? They will say roiv, but how's it mostly roiv? They were not going to have a greater standard than roiv. V'heyich efsher should be sur nelchan achar roiv v'su v'asu. Kevadai lecharchila. V'gabe yuchsin loisomchu olov klal. V'oid. Next argument of the Ramban. The ika nami chazaka, the isura. There's Ramban, and there's another reason that I can defend the Geonim in the case of Roiv Mitzvah Shechin Mumchenei. That it's not, that we cannot be Seimech entirely in the Roiv. Now, this will have a tremendous nafkamina ladina. Right? What's his second defense? Second defense is that this roiv is in the context of a cheskas iser. This piece of meat, at one point, is less mandapolig than this piece of meat was on oser. This woman, less mandapolig that at one point she was entirely muteris the kohen. The mice is nos. We have a suffix now with the mice and nus change your chazaka. But less mandapol, this piece of meat was an eina zvucha. Whatever you say, the first week of shurim, we say eina zvucha, say nevela, say vasmachai, whatever it was, not nevela. It can either be a eina chai or an eina zvucha. And now there's a mice which happened to make it kosher. Now I'm going to say, I'm going to go boser roiv to upend the chazaka. If I have a real suffix, I have a chazaka, so stick with the chazaka. So the Ramban says, the ika nami chazaka di sur, shvei mechayev cheskes yisrei medes. Remove the ika chazaka bedei loy asu kevadai. Ked isim sechtes nida. That even though we say, Ruba b'chazaka, Ruba odif, But we still, Chazal said, there still is an element of Safek in the Raiv, because we have another din which we learned in the Ra'ah, Smoich Ruba L'Chazaka, that if the Raiv and the Smoich Mi'utu L'Chazaka, that sometimes we will say that the Mi'ut will be, that the Chazaka and the Mi'ut overpower the Raiv. We'll explain. To Omar Rava, Ketana Shegil Lechlal Shna Yisrael, Velo Yiviyo Shna Yisaris, Eina Mima Enes, Chazaka Divi Yisaris, right? V'amrinan Allah, Ki Omar Rava, Chazaka Lumiyon, Avala Inyan Chalitza, Boya Bedika. There are about another example. With the example, a girl turns 12. Halacha is that if she does chalitza, we'll say we're not going to be soimech on the chazaka that all 12-year-old girls are gedolis and already have brought Cyrus. We're going to be machmer. But on a din derabbanan, where she was married off min derabbanan by an older brother, then she can do the miyun, because that's a din derabbanan, right? That's the night of Yudas and Lamaisa. There was Soimech, that's the Parsha Zachar. So the minig in most places is not to have a bar mitzvah by lane Parsha Zachar. To have an older person, older, why? Because Parsha Zachar is a day raisa. So never have a mitzvah by lane any single, a bar mitzvah boy, what are we being Soimech? We're being Soimech that on the Chazaka, that Roy bar mitzvah boys have Sar Zagdol. Right, so even though l'chora you go b'asir roiv, Rav is a din d'iraisa. So the machlek is achrayim. I think in the Yom Kippur Eger, it was soimich on this roiv for all d'iraisas. So our common practice is that we're not soimich on the roiv for d'iraisa. So we don't always keep that in mind. So when it comes to Parsha Zachar, it becomes very prominent. What would be the Eved if a bar mitzvah lay Parsha Zachar? I have to remember it's the Nerv Yehuda and Ruki Vager. I think Nerv Yehuda is the one to talk as more makel in this case. Thanks for looking up again. So the Ramban is saying, so you see Chazal, we're not saying mech on Roiv blanket. They made chumras on Roiv. Prior chumid Ravana. And then Tosfos says, and this becomes a very, very important Nekudah L'Maaseh, and now I bring another Raya, and that is Bedika. Umneitam zeh tzuchu kol atrevas livdek v'sirchos shebireya v'mnei shemi'utan matzeh. Right? This is whenever we go through a Shechita. This is the whole parak of Eilat Trevas. So there are at least 18 ailments that an animal could have, which would say it's a trefa, right? First shear, we discussed nevela trefa. Loosely defined, trefa is an ailment that an animal would not make the year out. So that means that even if the animal is shechted, karoi, still a trefa is also. So, lemaisa, when an animal is shechted, we do not check for every single trefa. You don't pull apart the animal. If there is some kind of reusa, the animal is limping, the animal is whatever, reusa there is, if the animal is an ill animal, then we do a check for the V. Right? The lungs is the one area where we do a bedika sereya. Then after every shechita, the lung of the animal is taken out, and there's a person trained to check the lungs, looking for holes in the lungs. If there's a hole in the lung, then it's a trait. There's a special check, a container called a sircha. A sircha is a scab in the reya, right? If you see a scab in the reya, so we're concerned that that means that there was a hole and it's scabbed over. If there's a scab in the reya, then the reya has to be checked to see whether the scab is complete or not. That's called the bedikas reya. How is that done? I've never seen this being described in that they inflate the reya. the lung. The lung there inflated. And then they check to see whether air, any air escapes. All right? If air does not escape, kosher. If air does escape, then it's right. And classically, the classic definition of glad kosher, before the 50s, the classic case of glad kosher was glad meant chalak, b'li shaylus. What does that mean? It means they looked at the reya, wasn't a sircha. That was glad kosher. If there was a sircha and had to be checked, that was regular kosher. That was what it used to mean. It changed in, as far as people tell me, again, I'm not up in this, but it changed in the 50s, 60s, because that's when most schlachthouses affiliated themselves with treif slaughterhouses. So it wasn't economical anymore to have glut and regular. So the moment there was a shayla, they just sent it to the treif. In other words, as long as a schlachthaus stands on its own, so if you lose an animal, it's a big hit. And hundreds of dollars, at least. And to have I believe 10% or 15% of all animals had sirchas that were not complete. Again, if I answer this correctly. So that means it's a very significant hit if every shlacht is going to lose 15% of their animals. So they had to check. Then they had two tiers, Mahadrin, Glat, not Glat. But once the schlachthouses were part of a treif situation, so if an animal wasn't kosher, they just sent it off. So the financial loss was not so great. So the entire shechita in America became upgraded, and a lot of it became glut. That was the... Then there were all sorts of stories and exactly what was going on. But that's the aside. After that is that's why it has become in America, it's become that non-glut is substandard, right now. So what is all this based on? So it's all based on this din of doing bedikas hasirchis. All right now, so Ramban is saying, so why are we doing? Why are we worried with the sircha? There are 17 other. That, by the way, is one of the distinctions between Beis Yosef and Ashkenazi. One of the differences is that Beis Yosef, what we call glat, they call standard. And Beis Yosef doesn't even entertain. They speak to Rebbe Ben Chaim, he goes on a tirade against Ashkenazim, who he'll quote to you, as he can quote almost anything, but he'll quote to you the entire Beis Yosef, where he goes in a tirade against Ashkenazim, who even think of checking sirchas. So that's one that there are areas where the Ashkenazi shechita is more careful than Beis Yosef. But the reason that people always assume that Beis Yosef is better than Ashkenazi shechita is because the Beis Yosef will not even entertain the moment they see a sircha, it's done. They will not do b'dichas a sircha. Ashkenazim theoretically can do bedikas sirchas. Where does it come from? Why the sircha? From the times that tzricho kol atreifas live doik besirchas shebrereya b'nei shemiutan motzoi. Because when it comes to every other treifa, it's a roiv chazak, it's a roiv bori. So we go bus a roiv, so we're not checking it. When it comes to the sircha, when it comes to the reya, that's a mira motzi. There was a mira motzi of reyas that have incomplete sirchas. So, therefore, it required a vedik. In other words, according to Ramban, l'chayra, every animal could be shechted, move it along. If there's no reyusa, if the animal came in heaving, right? Okay, I got to check the lungs. But the animal came in like a not knowing what's ahead of it, right? Moving ahead. So there's no reyusa. So shecht it. Why aren't we checking for treif? There's no reyusa. So nechal reif. Why are we doing v'dikas reya? Because this she just go on him. that you can't be Semach on the Rav. Says the Rambam is inconsistent. If we're not being Semach on the Rav, check for all 18 trefas. Why are you picking on the lungs? Says the Ramban, because the pshat in the Ga'onim was that there's a chiyuv bedika when it's a miyud hamotzi, when it's a roiv garua, when it's a very significant miyud, a common miyud, when the roiv is not an overwhelming roiv. And there minon mazat hanagelis v'shuk v'loy aminon shemayis v'nchul l'chachil l'kol adam. And therefore he says that with regard to what we began with, that we would do as best a bedika as we do at the very beginning. In other words, that roiv mitzvine tzol shchita mumchenein is a roiv guru, not an overwhelming roiv. This idea that once a guy's a professional, so then you can be samech on him, right? So that is a roiv garua, right? That's the shittas of the. That's what the Ramban is pointing out to us. That's pshat legoinim. That's what the rishon and the chachmei svardim akabel from the goinim, and that has become the mahalach, the consensus of poiskim. Right. Now, what is a what's a roiv? Who can tell me what a roiv bori is and a roiv guru is? So in America, many years ago, Rabbi Teitz is very involved in schlachthouses. So Rabbi Teitz apparently is quoted as saying 15% of all animals have bad sirchas. Have incomplete sirchas. Memela, he said that 15% is your roiv garua. Right? And other rabbanim said 10%. Somewhere between 10 and 15%. L'chayra from this Ramban, we should bring a raya, the 10%. Why? No. For doing a beer, if we can do a beer, right? If you can't do a beer, then 51% is good enough. But if you can do a beer, and if it's 91%, no requirement of beer. But if it's less than 91%, l'chayra, should bring a raya from this Ramban. No, because Ramban says. Ubitesha chanuyes. No? How's my math? 9 out of 10 stores. Ramban says that's an example of a miyut motzi. 1 out of 10 lachar. Correct? So Ramban says lachar, we should go to Ramban, we should go 10%. So once you have 10%, that is a choshev a miyut. Right, and then it requires beer. Right, coming back to the shatnas, the store, the suit, the shatnas. So the chayra would be correct to say that if they don't even find 10% of their checks to be, there are again, practically speaking, I'm not up in this. I have to ask that these are, I have to discuss people who are in the union. The reason that many of the Shatnas people say you have to check everything is because they claim there's no way of establishing a rove because the linen fillings that are put in the suits are totally random. They come from all over the place. Are you in the business?
I asked the guy once.
Oh, okay.
He said that they put it above the floor from like other places.
Yes, before you asked the same guy. So they buy it's like an odd lot. They just buy scraps. Yeah. Right, so now, is this ha'ara good ha'ara? Right, so that goes back to the first sugya that we learned about whether if a person shechts three times but doesn't know the halacha, so be samech on that. In other words, does a roiv have to have a svara to it? What he's saying is that the roiv is no svara. A roiv means if I have most of the stuff coming from one place and it's not linen, so everything's not linen. So he's saying here, this here comes from all over the place. It's totally random. Tzeruchin, I'm not convinced of this yet. I have to think out more. But l'chor, that's the nekuda. So again, so what are we pointing out? We're pointing out that from our sugya we see that roiv mitzudat shechitim b'mchnein. Good, it's a roiv. Then we see that the ga'aynim shedivrei teirosim kambola mesorot. So the chachmei sort of makabel said that we're only going to be soymech on this roiv heichod the lesser kamon against Rashi and Tosfos. Heichod the isa kamon, we're going to be mevarer. We're able to be mevarer. Says the Ramban, hayit tochen. What kind of a din is this? Eifo katov says, achim rav lahatois. Where did the Torah say achim when you can do a birur? Achim rav the din. So Ramban is a chiddush that we find in several places that we are not seimech on a roiv. L'chor d'rabban at the gedin. We find by Trey Rube, we're not seimech on a roiv. We're more machmir. We find that legabe to the din of doing bedika sereya, we weren't semich on the roiv. So the Ramban says, and it makes a lot of sense. If Chazal were misaking Trey Ruvei, when it comes to we're going to mevatel the roiv altogether, right? And then he says, and in addition, this roiv is up against the chazaka. So when a roiv is up against a chazaka, all the more reason that we should not be seimech on the roiv unless we have to. It's a very how you gonna explain that? I mean, either if it's up against a chazaka, there's no really roiv. And if we have to, what do you mean if we have to? Because we couldn't find the sheichin, so there we when we matter the meat because we couldn't find the sheichin. Why does that change things? And how do we understand this din that we will be willing to eat the meat and say it's kosher? No. So let's go a little bit deeper. What is the difference between a 51% roiv and a 91% roiv? So what you're saying is that if the Torah is telling me that when I have 49% of al sheichtim, they know the halachas. Gotta check each one on his own. 50% of al sheichtim know the halachas. Gotta check each one out. 51%. All of a sudden, we are our standard tests are doing better. The Shochtim are coming back better. The Bechinas are coming back, and we got 51%. Oh, so what happened? Because one more guy passed the Bechina? Because this year there was a better Rebbe? So now we're going to say a new Metzias. How are we going to? What's the Torah saying? 49%, 50%, 51%. So that's what Yaakov is saying. We discussed the Beis Yonah was saying before. So that is, but the Torah says that when there's a Sofek, the Torah gave us a way to approach a Sofek. The same Rebbeinu Shlomo who said that you can't eat treif said that when you have a Sofek and you have a roiv, because Baruch Hu said it's kosher. It's not kosher because it's mala geira mafrisa parasa. It's kosher because Kadosh Baruch Hu said Achram La'atais, but that means the roiv is on hoga. On the other hand, and this nekuda now is machlokes Chaim and Shimon, is but when I have 91%, and only have 9% in our treif. I have 91% of my animals. When they have a sircha, it's a blocked sircha. So then, what I'm saying is, al pi svara, because Baruch was telling me I can be samech in the svara. Because Baruch was telling me I can be samech in the svara, that overwhelmingly, if I pick up any particular animal, it's going to belong to the group that whose sirchas are good. So that roiv is giving me new information. The 51% roiv is not giving me new information. A very shvach information. Again, it's a drabon de gedin. The 91% roiv is giving me new information. The chances that this animal comes from the group, the chance that this sheikh comes from the group who knows the halachas is overwhelming. So that's usually the way the achrayim discuss whether a roiv is a achra or a roiv is a mevarer. In principle, that was a machlekes of Shimon and Reb Chaim. Shimon held that roiv is a mevarer, and Reb Chaim, well, no, you know, when you pick up this piece of meat, the fact that there are nine kosher does not really give you new information. Again, not for now. Let's follow this mahalach, try to fix this mahalach in the Ramban. L'chayra. Again, what we're saying now would be very dependent on other ways of understanding, but this is, let's see if this fits, this makes sense. This is the way the Rav explained it. That the Ramban is explaining to us that when the Ramban said Achmei Rabban Lahatis, he was giving us Achra. That's Reb Chaim Shita. That's why the Prophet Rav did that approach. That to say that Midei Raisa, there's no distinction between 51% and 91%, that means, because Reb Chaim says Kaveya. It's not a principle based on logic. Rav is not a logical principle. Rav, Reb Chaim Shita, does not give you any information. Logically, Reb Chaim argued, if I have nine stores that are kosher, one that's treif, and I pick up any one piece of meat, it's still 50-50 where it belongs. All right? Those who've done statistics can probably back that up. So, however, because Baruch Hu gave us it, came the Chachamim, and the Ramban would down say, the same Chachamim who said that when it comes to Yisuri Kahuna, we required two roivs. We said, you have to look at the local roiv in addition to a broader roiv. The same Rabban who came along and said that when it comes to a Bedika Sereya, we are now insisting on a Birur, and being Seimech on Achra is not good enough. So for every other Treifa, we want, you can be Seimech because the Reiv is a Mevara. But a Reiser, the Reiv is a Kevei, the Reiv is a Hog, is a Machriya. But Chazal were Mesakin. So now the Ramban is saying, so that's when it comes to Roiv Shoichtim, the same Chazal, according to the Gonim, said that when you have a Miyut Motzi, the same Chazal who said Legabe, growing a Trey Roiv, Trey Rube, the same Chazal said that the Roiv, that Midirabonon, the Roiv should be a Mevarer. Midirabbanan, the Rav should give us new information. So Midirabbanan, if you have a 91% Rav, you got your Mivara. If you have an 80% Rav, that is not a strong enough Biru. And Chazal's din is don't be Soymech on the Rav de Rice, which is a Machriya. So if you can do a Bira, you can take the coin, you can take the Sheikh and aside, fine, let's figure it out. Do you know Lochis or not? Minei Raisa, not Mechuyah. Minei Raisa, I have Achra. I have Anhoga. Minei Rabbanah require Bira. I don't have a Bira here. So I have to ask him, I have to find out, I have to do my Bira. That's all the Din de Rabbanah, to be Mevara. That's why the Rav explained, when it comes to the Gemara, La'alufi Lechai Shinan. Because the percentage of sheikhtim that faint v'shashchita It's minimal. If a guy's going to faint, he's not doing shechita. The chances that a shechet cannot stand the sight of blood, no one told him what he's doing, right? Like on a rishon before the chet, didn't know what happens when you stab somebody. So the not a rishon kind. So the chances that a shechet goes into the business less than 10%. So we have our birur. So that's what the lush of the gemara is. La lufei lechayishina. Not even choishish for. If we say arrive, there is going to be a sheikh at some time that faints. But it's a powerful arrive. Alright? Now let's go one step further we can. The Ramban says, V'od, the ikonami chazaka the isura. Right? So L'chayra, what's Ramban is now saying, L'chayra is a different svar over here. And he's not saying Rav Guru, he's saying that it, since the animal's Becheskas Iser, so V'ruba de'ika chazoka b'adei loy asu kevadai. V'asu kevadai, right? What's my v'asu kevadai? So you can say that the Ramban is saying V'asu kevadai means we're not having mevaret. Asu kevadai means it's a din. Asu kevadai. It's not kevadai. Not biberu. That's the din de raisa. That's what the Rav is saying. Heyech efshe should be sur and hulchen achar aroi V'asu kevadai lechadchila V'gabe yusn leisom chulov klal. That's inconsistent to say when it comes to this woman, I can go basarayv. The Torah said, go basarayv. She can marry the Kohen. So, what did Chazal say? Chazal said, it's true, the Torah gave us anhaga. Asu kevadai. That's pshat. Asu kevadai. We're not being seimach and asu kevadai. Mid the Rabbanim. Achum in the Rabbanim. Achum in the Gavi Yuchsim. So says the Ramban, that was the Takonas Chazal over here. The Takonas Chazal is that we are not, we are being machmir, we're making a geder, however you want to say it, on the Asu Kevadai. That means we're being machmir against the idea of being Seimech Anahachro Legabe Roy. So if Chazal said that we're not going to be Seimech unless you say Legabe a koyen. So why should Chazal not have said that we're not going to be semich on this asur kevadai? Lagabe something is asur. Deep. Va'oid diikanami chazaka di isur. L'chayra. L'chayra chazaka is achra. L'chayra chazaka, and this again is subject to machleik of Shimon Rechaim. L'chayra, a chazaka is not mevara. Right? In other words, have a cheskas tuma. I don't know if the woman went to mikveh or not. Nope. She muchzekes as tameyas after. Assume she's tameyah. There's no roiv. She doesn't know. We don't know. We the mikveh is low now, less than 40 so. When she went in, don't know if it was 40 so or not. Says a machlokes, when they go, boser mi ikra boser dashta. But what are we saying? If we go boser chazaka, is the chazaka telling me when she went to mikveh? Is the chazaka big saying that now I can overwhelmingly say she probably belongs to the group? Chazak is saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you have a Sofik, So you're allowed to stick with the status quo. Is there any svara to stick with the status quo? The behema was an Abram and a Chai. Now the behema is dead. Something happened. We don't know if it was a kosher shechita or not a kosher shechita. So we said, well, it was a cheskas isim. Is that a svara? Now we learned that already. It is dead. It isn't Nimr Chai anymore. It's an inner zvucha. Is there any reason I'll be svara to say that because it was also therefore the sheikh did a terrible shechita? No, but there's a chazaka. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we're going to learn in Daf Yud from the Din of Mitzrayim, that if what has a sofek about whether a status changed, so in that case it has to be machmer and assume the status didn't change, or make, whatever the... So Rabban says, va'oi, this is not a different argument. Oh, the ikanami chazaka de isura. Rabban is saying that in this case, the we would be soymech on a roi, which is a hachra. And that goes up against another din, which is a hachra. Chazaka. Shebehebe b'cheye b'cheskas iser. V'ruba de'iko chazaka v'dei loy asu kevadai. And Chazal said, in certain situations, smoich mi'uta l'chazaka. And the Ramban is interpreting that to mean that even though min haTorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a hachra of ruba b'chazaka or ruba adif, nevertheless, Chazal is saying that since there is a mi'ut, and the Ramban would say a mi'ut ha'motzi, so then that it is inconsistent to say that in that case Chazal said asur kevadai. Right? We know Chazal said that in that case you cannot be semechan that Chazal mid-rabbonin said mid-rabbonin we should not be semechan hachra. So since we see that sometimes Chazal said that we should not be Seimech on the Hachrov Chazaka, so it makes sense that Chazal had a similar din not to be Seimech on the Hachrov of Reif. However, says the Ramban, but when Chazal understood the Reif to be such a significant Reif that it is Mevarer is giving us new information, that in fact is telling us that probably that based on probability that this Shoychet is a person who knows the halachas. But we don't have that information because in this case it's a mir hamotzi. 10% of Sheikhtem are phonies, according to the, right? 10% of Sheikhtem don't know the halachas well. Or they forgot the halachas, they knew the halachas. So Chazal said that's when Chazal said that we're not going to be Seimech on the Roiv of 50, the Roiv that's Achra. So then Ramban says we learn maybe from Reya, not clear, but the Ramban says advocates this position Lagabi Tes Chanuyas, that the Roiv of Bira, the Rabbanon, is 90%, 91%. Again, then the Rabbanon. The Chazal said that the 90% mark, now again, Sa'ad Khan, that's what we can still say. Ad Khan. It's conceivable to me, how do you pick 90%? Why don't we say the same thing? 89, 88, 89, I'm not sure. It's conceded. I'm not sure. I have to speculate. Maybe that's a... Maybe there is a... some kind of a Havana that comes to people intuitively. I'm not sure. 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 times. And maybe Chazal... We're picking up on some kind of intuitive beer that people have. I'm not sure. But not can be a rab. And this is miyashev the chiluk between la lufe and where nobody requires a right. And this explains the haskama sapoiskim that we will always try to do a beer if we can. And it's good. And the beer that we're going to try to do is when the roiv is. Again, Poskim will say between 85% and 91%. L'char from this Ramban, we should be working with a 90% roiv. Then it would not require a beer. L'char. Good. So hope to see you Matzoi Shabbos for Ramlam and Malka, and pray a little bit together. So what did we say? Okay, Mr. Shemin, we'll try to finish in time. So anybody wants to go to the to Eitan Katz in our neighborhood, we know to work it out. Is that? What do we say? When did Eitan Katz?
Oh, what?
11:45? No.
Comes it starts at 9:45, not Eitan Katz, but we're bonus.
Starts slow.
Yeah.
Oops. 6:00. 6:00.
It should work. Yes.